Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio, WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 3519-44, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? In John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5, the Bible states, Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C like in Charles, E, P as in Peter, H as in help, A, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. I hope you tell others about us. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix. The something that is inside of the matrix could be the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in this religious matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is made, that is inside of the matrix. This program will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com, cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah, attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back to in history to show undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by millions expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping that he will be acting as though he will be an acting savior. Even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel. The Pope is pro-Palestinians who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam, in spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15, and what concord has Christ with Belial, or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, Chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Last week we ended with Jesuits getting accused of inspiring Chatel's attack. Two of his former teachers were exiled, and a third teacher was hanged. The College de Clermont was closed, and the buildings were confiscated. The Jesuit order was banned from France, although this ban was quickly lifted. In England, Henry Garnet, one of the leading English Jesuits, was hanged for treason because of his knowledge of the Gunpowder Plot, 1605. The plot was the attempted assassination of King James I of England and of Scotland, his family, and most of the aristocracy in a single attack by exploding the House of Parliament. Another Jesuit, Oswald Tesmond, managed to escape arrest for his involvement in the Gunpowder Plot. Ignatius and his successors often tangled with the Pope and the Roman Curia. Over 450 years since the founding, the society has both been called the Papal Elite Troops, as it has been forced into suppression. Patterned in the tradition of the spirituality of John Cassian and the Desert Fathers, Ignatius' innovation was to create a style of contemplative mysticism available to all people in active life. Further, he used it as a means of rebuilding the spiritual life of the church. The exercises became both the basis for the training of Jesuits and one of the essential ministries of the order, giving the exercises to others in what became known as retreats. By the time of Ignatius's death in 1556, the Jesuits were already operating a network of 74 colleges on three continents, a precursor of liberal education. The Jesuits began a plan of studies incorporated the classical teachings of the Renaissance humanism into the scholastic structure of Catholic thought. A degree signed under secular pressure by Pope Clement XVI in July 1773 suppressed the order. The society was able to maintain its existence and carry on its work all through the period of suppression. Subsequently, Pope Pius VI would grant formal permission for the continuation of the society in Russia and Poland. Pope Pius VII, during his captivity in France, had resolved to restore the Jesuits universally, and after his return to Rome, he did so with little delay. On August 7, 1814, by the bull Solicitudo Omnium Ecclesiarum, he reversed the suppression of the order. The period following the restoration of the Jesuits in 1814 was marked by tremendous growth, as evidenced by the large number of Jesuit colleges and universities established in the 19th century. In the United States, 22 of society's 28 universities were founded or taken over by the Jesuits during this time. Among the notable Jesuits of the 20th century, John Courtney Murray was called one of the architects of the Second Vatican Council, and drafted was eventually became the Council's endorsement of religious freedom. Although in the first 30 years of the existence of the Society of Jesus, there were many Jesuit conversions, Catholic convert Jews, and anti-conversion faction led to the decree of D. January 1593, which proclaimed that either Jewish or Muslim ancestry, no matter how distant, was an insurmountable impediment for the admission to the Society of Jesus. The 16th century decree de January remained in exclusive force until the 20th century, when it was repealed in 1946. Within the Roman Catholic Church, there has existed a sometimes tense relationship between the Jesuits and the Holy See due to questioning of official church teachings and papal directives, such as on abortion, birth control, women deacons, homosexuality, and liberation theology. Usually, this theological free thinking is academically oriented, being prevalent at the university level. From this standpoint, the function of this debate is less to challenge the magisterium than illustrate the church's ability to compromise in a pluralistic society based on shared values which do not always align with religious teachings. The previous two popes have appointed Jesuits to powerful positions in the church. John Paul II appointed Roberto Tucci, S.J., to the College of Cardinals after serving as the chief organizer of papal trips and public events. Popes John Paul II and Benedict XVI have appointed 10 Jesuit cardinals to notable jobs. Benedict XVI appointed Jesuits to notable positions in his curia, such as Archbishop Luis Ladaria Ferrer, S.J., as Secretary of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and Reverend Federico Lombardi, S.J., Vatican Press Secretary. Pope Francis, elected in 2014, has become the first Jesuit pope and is initiating discussions on social matters. To be continued next week. In signing off, events are moving so rapidly. Please get involved and tell your circle of family, friends, and coworkers about our website, matrix.cephasministry.com. matrix.cephasministry.com. It was just updated with the most telling YouTubes ever on the bottom of the post. They are a must for all believers. For 3 comprehensive monthly news signups, go to go-cephas.com. go-cephas.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless you. Shalom.